and yet for the sixth day of Iyar, which is also the 21st day of the Emer, is on page 684 in Perek Mem Vav, chapter 46. The Alter Rebbe is describing the love that is called Kamayim Aponim Laponim, that there is a natural reaction in the heart of a person to love when it is shown to him. So when God shows us His love, it is even more so that the heart responds with love, because God is infinitely greater than us, and yet the King of Kings leaves his place of glory, his place of honor, and he comes down to the lowly, disgraced person, and he raises him up from there and brings him to himself, to his inner chambers, meaning that he reveals to him his inner will, which is Torah and mitzvahs. And this causes the natural love within the person, the love that every neshama has for God, to be aroused and to be activated and revealed. V'hine k'chol ha'dvarim ho'eile, v'k'chol ha'chizoyin hazeh. Similar to this whole detailed description of the king and the lowly commoner, the godu yesem le'eit, v'kifle kiflayim le'ein ketz, and greater, to a much greater degree, also lonu elikenu, God does for us. Kiligdulo seyen cheker, because a physical king, as much as he is greater than the commoner, they are still both human beings. But God's greatness is beyond comprehension. The ihu mimalu kolalmin v'seviv kolalmin, he fills the world and encompasses the world. We know from the Zayar and from the Arizal how many chambers and worlds there are in the spiritual worlds. And in these innumerable worlds, there are tens and tens of thousands of angels, endlessly, without limit. As the Gemara says, in one pasuk it says, is there a number for his angels, for his troops? In another place it says, that thousands minister to him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stand before him, angels. So although it's a great number, yet in one place it says that there is a number to the angels, and another place it says that there is no number. So the Gemara answers, or Mishane, the Gemara answers, Elef alofin is mispar gedud echad, aval gedudav ein mispar. Where it says that there are 1,000 thousands, or 10 times 10,000 angels, that's how many angels there are to into one regiment, to one troop. But the troops themselves are innumerable. There are infinite troops, and within each troop there's a finite number of angels. Kulam kamei kilo mamish shivin, and yet all of this existence, with all these innumerable, infinite, countless worlds and levels, all of it is as nothing before God. Ubetelim b'metzius mamish, and it's as if they don't exist at all. Kibitul dibur echad mamish v'gabim muhus hanefesh hamedaberes v'atzmuso, like the insignificance and the bitul of one word relative to the soul that can speak infinite words. Be'ed shehoya dibura adayin b'machshavta ibezotzin v'chemdas halev kenal ba'adichas. And not only the bittle of the word compared to the infinite words that its soul is capable of speaking, but also its bittle, the bittle of the word, to its earlier sources, and that is to the thought, to the will, to the whim of the heart that the word is expressing. So all of this all of existence, the infinite worlds and so on, all of them are as nullified in the presence of God or within God as is a word, one spoken word is nullified in the neshama, in the presence of the will or the desire of the heart as it is in the soul. And yet, as the Alter Rebbe will go on, and yet he leaves all of this and he singles out the Jewish people and he attaches himself and unites with the Jewish people. This must cause within a person who considers it soberly, it must cause the love for God to be revealed and activated within his heart and mind. The Hayyim Yayim for the sixth day of Iyaz, Chaf Aleph La'emer, the Rebbe writes, Amr Rezal, the sages say, Al Yipote Adam Mechavede Ela Meteich Dvar Halacha. A person should not take leave of his friend without a word of Torah, without a word of Halacha. U'pirshe, Heit Kvei Kedushas Aviseinu Rabiseinu Agdeshim, and our Rebbes explain this Gemara, as a dvar teira was macht in them, as a dvar teira, that the parting has to be on such a word of teira was macht in them heder, that makes the listener faramahalich. It turns the listener into a mahalich, into a mover. He progresses. Inyan hahiluchu lales medarge ledarga biili achariwi. Movement means rising from one level to another, higher and higher. Milas haneshamis al milas hamalochim. The advantage of souls, the greatness of souls over angels, is the aliyah zu hi biyeser al yedei aveda bepeil teiv. That this growth is greater in the soul through its aveda, in doing good. Doing a favor to another Jew in Gashmias, and specifically, particularly in Ruchnias.